Welcome to another episode of the Money Smart Podcast Network with Daryl and Terry.
He means the Money Smart Podcast Network with Terry and Daryl. Today we have a very special guest, my little sister Maya.
A very special guest, if I may say so.
Maya, can you share a little with the audience?
Sure. Is this thing on?
It's on. Let's just get it back on your lapel. There you are. Technical issues resolved.
Okay, so when I finished college, I had a small college loan, which was good. But my first job had an equally tiny salary. Not good. Money was a struggle, so I moved into a small rental apartment with three roommates.
What happened from there?
Well, as you can imagine, my goal was to get my own place as quickly as possible. Over the first few years, I got a couple of promotions and a few bonuses, and I was able to pay off my loan.
That is absolutely terrific, Maya. Way to go.
Go on.
And I tried to start saving for my own home, but I'm still in that rinky-dink apartment, down to one great roommate, thankfully. But I'm more than ready to get my own place.
You should check in my neighborhood. There are some great starter homes, and I happen to know a fantastic painter. He even brings his own pizza.
Whoa! First things first, Daryl. Maya, we've lined up a meeting with our friend and mortgage broker, Stan Porter. Stan's worked with many lenders and borrowers over the past 12 years, so he understands what it takes to qualify for a loan. Daryl, Maya may feel like she's ready to buy her first home, but Stan's going to help her learn for sure if she's actually ready to borrow. We'll catch up with our audience at Stan's office.
Ooh, hey, Maya, there's plenty of room in my car.
And we're back.
This time from the 5th Street office of mortgage broker extraordinaire, Stan Porter. Nice location, Stan.
It's memorable. Once I tell clients they can find me right between Mighty Muffin and Chocolatier Heaven, most of them at least come in for a first appointment.
Thanks for helping us, Stan. Like many in our audience, my sister Maya is eager to get her own home. Can you walk her through what banks are looking for in a borrower?
Maya, I tell my clients to focus on what I call the 4 C's, plus their credit reports.
Yeah, that sounds like 5 C's.
Well, either way, the first C is capacity. Lenders want to know whether or not you'll have the capacity to pay back the loan. So they look at your income in relation to your monthly mortgage payment and other loans and expenses to ensure you can meet all your obligations.
That's where the debt-to-income ratios come in, right?
Right. That's the total debt payments you can make each month as a percentage of your gross income. Lenders look at anticipated housing payments, including loan principal, interest, insurance, property taxes, and any homeowner association fees.
Don't they also look at other debts, like credit cards?
You jumped ahead of me. Yes, they look at the overall debt-to-income ratio, including all your long-term credit or loan payments, like car payments, credit card bills, or education loans.
That's good news. I have only 2 car payments left, and I pay off my credit cards almost every month.
That's fantastic, Maya.
That's excellent, Maya. Lenders also look at work history. They'd like to see you've been in the same job for at least a year. And if you are relying on another source of income to repay the debt, they want to make sure that's steady as well.
I've been with my current employer nearly 3 years.
So far, you're in great shape.
So, she's good for a loan and ready to house shop?
Not yet. We have quite a bit of information to cover.
Daryl, why don't you run over to Mighty Muffin and grab us some coffee?
I know when I'm not wanted. Terry, I know you like your coffee black. Maya?
A big latte with 2 sugars and extra cinnamon.
Oh, sugar and spice, I should have known. I'll be right back, Maya.
Daryl, what about Stan?
What about Stan? Of course. Stan, what kind of coffee?
Thanks, Daryl. I'll pass. So, Maya, the next C is capital. Lenders want positive net worth, meaning they want to see that your assets are more than what you owe. It's a measure of how well you manage your money.
Stan, what can borrowers include as assets?
Cash, including balances for checking, savings, and certificates of deposit, as well as investments, including retirement accounts. If you're already a homeowner, the equity in your home is an asset. Your car and any other personal property with significant worth, such as a boat or recreational vehicle, and any high-value collectibles, such as jewelry and coins, are also considered assets.
Okay, so my savings and my car are probably about it for assets. After I add those up, what do I deduct? That must include what I still owe for my car and my credit cards. But what about rent and other living expenses?
Great question, Maya. No, standard living expenses wouldn't count. Just outstanding debts or loan balances.
Oh, okay.
On to the next C, or character. Lenders will look at your bill-paying history. If you've had a bankruptcy, collection agency action, or had your wages garnished, those would be negative factors. Even if you're current on your bills but have maxed out your credit cards, lenders will view it as a red flag.
So many people have special circumstances that cause financial problems. Do lenders take that into account?
Yes. Banks may ask for an explanation on any negative history. If you have a good explanation, you can document steps you took to work with creditors. And if you can demonstrate an overall history of responsibility when it comes to handling money, those are factors banks may consider.
Don't they look at positive things too?
Oh, absolutely. In addition to being on time with loan payments, if you pay utilities and rent or mortgage on time, those are pluses. And if you've made regular deposits into a savings account, they take that as a good indicator of financial responsibility.
Here's your coffee, Maya. And some sweets for the sweet.
You're quite the character, Daryl.
And here's your coffee, Terry. Extra strong and bitter.
Hey!
I'm kidding. I got you a triple chocolate mini bundt with all semi-sweet chocolate.
You just never stop.
I think I have a good payment history, so what's the next C?
That's collateral. Something of value that assures the lender it'll get its money back, even if you can't make your payments.
What does that mean?
As with most home loans, the home itself will be collateral. For loans like a car or a boat loan, it might be the car or the boat itself. Of course, there are unsecured loans.
Unsecured loans?
Those are loans where collateral isn't required, like credit card debt and some personal loans, such as student loans.
So this is where the amount you have for a down payment comes in.
Right. A larger down payment reduces a lender's risk, making it easier for them to give you a loan and possibly a better interest rate if your credit is good.
What if you have the right income and down payment, but don't have much credit history? Can that make it hard to borrow?
It can. That's why I encourage new borrowers who can afford it to maintain at least one credit card account they pay in full every month.
What does that do?
It builds a credit history.
Is it possible to get a loan without a credit history?
It's possible, particularly if you can get another person to co-sign the loan.
So, if Maya could get a good friend to co-sign, say someone who lives in her neighborhood.
When someone co-signs, they're actually accepting responsibility for the loan, right?
That's correct. That's why everyone involved needs to discuss and understand the arrangement.
So what kind of paperwork will Maya need to cover the four C's with lenders?
Great question. To verify your income, Maya, you can show pay stubs and W-2s, along with contact information for your employer. For information on your checking and savings accounts, you'd provide current bank statements and statements for any other assets, such as investments. Current account information, contact information, and balances for all outstanding debts are required. And records of rent payment and your landlord's contact information are also important. When you get ready to fill out a loan application, you'll be given a complete list of required documents.
What about the bill payment history we talked about?
That would all come from Maya's credit report.
I'm always hearing about people who get turned down for a loan because of a bad credit report. Some people even think that the credit reporting agency is making that decision.
I think it was you who thought that.
No, the agencies only report on information they collect. It's the creditor or lender who makes the actual decision about whether or not to lend the money to someone.
So why is your credit report such a big deal?
The creditor or lender makes the decision, but it is very likely that they will make the decision based on the information in your credit report. It helps them determine how likely it is that you will repay the debt. If something on the credit report is incorrect...
Poor Maya might be penalized for something that isn't her fault.
So wait, who are the credit reporting agencies?
Well, there are three major credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. But there are others as well. Every time you apply for credit or a loan, the lender may report it to one or more of these credit agencies. Once you obtain the loan, they may also report your history of paying each month. In other words, whether you paid on time. The credit reporting agencies maintain a list of the open credit and loan accounts you have and a history of accounts that have closed. Inquiries from lenders or any negative information from public records will also be shown in the credit report. Things like tax liens or court-ordered judgments.
Why three different agencies? Don't they all have the same information?
The kinds of information they collect are similar, but not all companies report to all of them, and each agency uses a different format for its reports. You may find that your lender reports information on your loan to one credit bureau rather than all three. So it's important to check the reports from all three.
And you can check your own report?
Oh, yes. And I encourage everyone to check theirs. If you happen to find anything wrong, Maya, you can work to correct it as soon as possible.
This is Daryl from the Money Smart Podcast Network with Daryl and Terry. We're going to interrupt this podcast here and continue it when you've had a chance to finish your lunch or detail your car or whatever. Take your time.